Mexico is at a crossroads. I'm on Paseo de la Reforma, the huge boulevard at the heart of Mexico City. And over the past few months, this street has been flooded with dueling protests. Another big rally is expected today, and it's all about one thing: who will control the country's elections? And this week, Mexico's Senate passed a law that gutted the country's electoral commission. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says the law reins in a bloated and corrupt government agency, but critics say it is a stunning blow to Mexico's young democracy. But on the streets, we hear apathy.
Bueno, creo yo, desde mi punto de vista, que la mayoría de las cosas que dicen es nada más para mantener satisfecho al pueblo.
Domingo Granados is 20, a college student, and says he doesn't believe either side, because with or without a clean electoral commission, elections are still dirty.
Pues la verdad, ofrecen cosas, ¿no? O sea, por tu voto te ofrecen dinero.
Truth is, political parties offer you money for your vote.
There is wide agreement that the INE, the National Electoral Institute, helped pull Mexico out of one-party rule in the year 2000. Indeed, they have run elections that international observers have lauded. But on the streets, we hear what polls have found: vast support for defunding the institute. We hear that the commission hasn't made a difference, that the top commissioners are rolling in money while Mexicans struggle to make ends meet. Juventino Gonzalez, who is 52, says what worries him is that this new law fires career civil servants.
¿A quiénes van a traer cuando sean las elecciones? Van a agarrar gente improvisada para organizar la elección.
That means they're going to bring random workers to run elections, and they will be partisan.
Mexico's two decades of democracy have been imperfect, he says.
Y esa democracia tan particular que hemos tenido sí está en peligro.
And now even that peculiar democracy is in peril.
The goal is not to save money. The goal should be to have clean elections and to build trust and to have elections being accepted by all parties.
Luis Carlos Ugalde knows what it takes to run elections. He's the former president of Mexico's Federal Electoral Institute, the organization that, among other things, sets up and monitors polling stations around Mexico. Ugalde told me that with these new reforms, INE's offices would be downsized to potentially save money. But he said that would be a disaster for running elections smoothly.
Mr. López Obrador, our president in Mexico, is a populist, like Mr. Trump in the US, like Mr. Bolsonaro in Brazil. These three guys have something in common, which is that when they lose elections, they call fraud. And if you have a weakened institution, then that call may be stronger. If you have a strong INE, if you have capacity to organize elections, then these allegations lose weight.
So this is going to be challenged at the Supreme Court. But are you worried at this point about Mexico's democracy?
Yes, I am worried that Mexico's democracy is in danger, not immediate danger, but you have seen other episodes in other countries in which populist administrations have come into power, and many of them have become authoritarian regimes. INE is not Mexico's democracy. INE is part of Mexico's democracy, but it is a very relevant element of that. If you allow that to happen, then the Mexican Congress is already very weakened because there is a hegemonic force in charge of the Mexican Congress, the Morena Party. The Mexican Supreme Court is being pressured by the Mexican president. So the system of checks and balances is in danger at this moment, and INE is part of that.
So President Andrés Manuel López Obrador is very popular in Mexico. There's a case to be made that he doesn't need to change the electoral system for his party to win next year's presidential election. Why do you think he is making these changes right now? Why is he pushing these changes now?
So why should he do that at this moment? I think there are many elements. One is simply because of political resentment. He lost the presidency in 2006. I was president of the Electoral Commission at the time. And instead of abiding by the results, he claimed a fraud that he never proved anything about that supposed fraud in that year. Then in 2012, again, he lost. And then he claimed fraud again, Second, it is about the narrative. Populist politicians need to build an idea that they are fighting the bad guys, the elites, the experts, the institutions of the past. So for López Obrador, INE is that type of institution, liberal institution, and he wants to fight that even if he is president of the republic. Then I think that genuinely, López Obrador thinks that INE is very expensive. For a populist like López Obrador, institutions can be cheap, and the money of the government has to be used to make transfers to the poor people. So for him, this is very expensive. And finally, I think it is the political idea that if he claims and he talks about INE being part of the problem, then in 2024, Morena loses the presidency, unlikely today, but at some point, the election can become competitive. Then he has the argument to say, I said to you, INE made a fraud on us, and then make that argument.
So, I mean, but it does sound like what you're saying is that these agencies are vulnerable to whatever politicians want.
Yes, absolutely. There is a point of no return. We are not there yet. But yes, of course, any institution in any democratic system, even in the US, and if you had Trump back in 2024 and he continued to fight the electoral system and questioning the electoral mechanisms and questioning the parties and attacking the adversaries, and you in the US can become an autocracy by the end of the decade. I mean, there is no way to be safe from that, especially if presidents are popular. I mean, López Obrador is popular, and then he knows that. So yes, INE is vulnerable. I think INE is going to survive. But if in 2024, another populist person comes to the president and continues attacking INE, and if that president is popular, then INE can suffer and die in the coming years.
Luis Carlos Ugalde is the former president of Mexico's Federal Electoral Institute. Luis, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.